Alrighty, start tayo in 3, 2, 1. Welcome mga dudes at mga dudettes. Kevin nga pala, live dito sa paborito kong corner sa Justice Open Studios para sa isa na namang episode ng elitistang Weibo podcast. Kamusta naman kayo? I hope everyone is doing good. Kung ano man yung ginagawa natin to better ourselves or nagre-relax tayo these days kasi you know, some of you are on vacation or I think what's day today? Oh, tapos na pala yung holidays. But maybe pinapakinggan nyo to ng Labor Day, which is the next holiday by the time of this recording. So yun, or any other holidays kung saan man kayo naka-base this time. Ako, ano ba? I'm still a corporate slave. Hindi ako na-float, thank God. And yeah, continuous lang yung ating pagiging ano, alipin ng di sapat na salapi as sen by my favorite band Grace Note. Hi Eunice. Yun, if hindi nyo na-gets yun, pakinggan nyo ang Basurans with me and that other guy, Kage. But you know, this is Elitista, so let's have some weeb talks. And before that, let's have some hypes and hayops. So, kaka-release lang ni Kindred. Actually, it's already like a week or two na sa Wild Rift. I haven't been able to play as her, him, kasi, you know, he's of two genders. They are of two genders. So sa rank game because they are being auto-banned. You know, as always, pag may bagong release na heroes or champions sa LoL. So, yun, medyo binaban pa siya ngayon. But let's hope na hindi na siya maban this upcoming days para makapag-try naman ako ng ibang jungler maliban sa Graves. So, that's one. Another one is... save some money because we are gonna set up because the 6th, yun, the 6th or the 5th Showa era Kamen Rider SH Figure Arts is gonna be out, and that's Kamen Rider X! Yun. Ay, la talaga. And that's Kamen Rider Stronger opening sa ano, opening theme. But iba yung ginawa ko. Yun, diba? Set up pala dapat sinabi ko, or sinabi ko na kanina. What the fuck? I'm rambling. But you know, Kamen Rider X is gonna be on your SH Figure Art. So the first 6 Kamen Rider, or the first 5 Kamen Riders are now available for your SH Figure Arts enjoyment. So, yun, ipon-ipon na. Or, if it's already been out, bili na kayo. Another one is, oh, balik tayong gaming. SF Duel or Street Fighter Duel is also been out. It's for quite some time now. Basically, it's Street Fighter / Fate Go na gacha game. So, yeah, it's somewhat of a pay to win because you'll have more perks if you are subscribe or you buy the those extra perks for you to advance in the game. But you know, we're poor, so sariling sikap lang, or we are just grinding to be strong. But you know, it has fun visuals. You'll have your favorite characters available in one gacha game. Actually, my lineup for Street Fighter Duel right now, because it's somewhat of a four member team tag, in which yun, they are auto attacking and skills that you can mix and match and whatnot. So yun, currently I have a team of Ryu, Ken, Sakura, and Makoto. So ayun, which is yun, a really fun combination doing a Hadouken. then a Shoryuken, then another Hadouken, and a Makoto combo. So, which is really fun to watch. But there are other combinations that you can use, because I think they have almost all, or actually, yeah, they had like a lot of characters in this particular game. Actually, they just released Goki or Akuma, if you are if you're more into the Japanese side of naming things in Street Fighter. So yun, Street Fighter Duel, free lang siya sa Play Store, so if your phone is compatible with it, you might find an elitistang kebs there, and usually that's an either as if may iba namang gagamit ng elitistang kebs. Next, for like a week now, Zom 100 has been releasing the English dub of the anime. So if pumunta kayo sa Muse Asia channel or Muse Philippines or Muse Asia on YouTube, you'll find the English dub of Zom 100 there. Muse, baka naman. I've been shouting out your channel, but if you want to experience Zom 100 with a different theme or with a different, you know, a different atmosphere, yeah, the dub is good. And ako na nagsasabi sa inyo, it's a really nice dub for Zom 100. So you know, other friend that the Super Robot Wars OG HG line has added or has teased another one of the units that they are gonna be releasing as a high grade plastic model, and that's the Hakkebine 3. Not just your regular Hakkebine 3, but Hakkebine 3 with the boxer frame. So if you play Super Robot Wars Original Generations 2, that's one of the units that you can find it, you can use on that particular game. So basically, your Hakkebine is like your Gundam of that particular universe. So they already had like three iterations, Hakkebine 1, 2, and 3, on the in the span of those two games. And Hakkebine 3 is like somewhat of the strongest form of Hakkebine, because you can put like several armlets on it. And yeah, boxer frame is one of the things that you could have with that unit. So basically, if your Hakkebine is your real robot unit, putting the boxer frame will make it somewhat of a super robot. So that's an exciting thing. And if you Google Hakkebine boxer frame, it looks awesome. So yun. Ipon-ipon na para makabili kayo ng boxer frame Hakkebine 3. Huwag na muna tayong lumayo sa robots. Macross has been announced that it is now available, almost the majority of the series from Macross 2 to Macross Delta, along with the movies, are now available worldwide via Disney Plus. So if you have a Disney Plus subscription, you can watch almost all of the Macross, maliban na lang sa original Macross noong 1987 and the Do You Remember Love movie, because Harmony Gold and whatnot. So, honore Harmony Gold, you greedy bastards. But, yeah, if you want to start your Macross journey, watching it legally through Disney Plus is gonna be a big help. For you to tell the animators or the owners of the copyright in Japan. I forgot what animation studio made Macross. It's not Sunrise. I think Sunoco. No, don't quote me on this. I just forgot kung saan siya nang galing. But yeah, it's a really nice news that we are getting our Macross fix with Disney Plus. So yun, Macross pa rin, mga ulol. Other from that, kakalabas lang din, I think episode 1 is already been out by the time of this recording. Mission Yuzakura family is already out. Vision Yuzakura family is, you know, it's a shonen action slice of life spy series. Hindi siya katulad ng Spy Family, which has, like, you know, a retro feel and a retro modern feel with, you know, family shenanigans. Vision Yuzakura family is balls to the walls spy action shenanigans. And yeah, it has a really nice story, and episode 1 will hook you into following that particular series. So yeah, if you have I think anyone PH or not anyone PH, several YouTube channels have already is it? I know Mission Yuzakura family is gonna be on one of those. Either it's News Asia or Anyone, or I forget the other one that shows anime on YouTube legally. But you know, you can check YouTube for that. So yeah, Mission Yuzakura family is out, and the manga is really good. So I have high hopes that this is gonna be a really fun adaptation for that manga series. Last but not the least, April 25 is gonna be the showing of the live action City Hunter movie. So City Hunter is basically a series about a guy that does mercenary work, or you know, para siyang mercenary, but he's working in the city. That's why it's called the City Hunter. This is the first time that this is gonna be adapted into live action in Japan. I know you already heard City Hunter from other mediums, like there's the movie by Jackie Chan back in the 90s. There's also the 2014 with Lee Min Ho. I think that's Lee Min Ho that the City Hunter, the Korean version. So this is the one that is showing on Netflix, or gonna be shown on Netflix, is gonna be the Japanese one, and they have an interesting actor to have as Ryo Saiba and City Hunter. Actually, if you watch the live action Hentai Kamen movie, yeah, that's the guy. So yeah, it's an interesting choice, and trailers showed promise. I'm excited to see what they are gonna do with the live action City Hunter. And the best part is I forgot the name of the band, but you know, they're gonna be using the original, or the first ending song of the City Hunter anime. So yeah, get wild and tough. But yeah, I think it's gonna be an episode, because I am a fan of City Hunter. I read the manga, I watched some of the animes, and yeah, I also have consumed some of the adaptations of City Hunter. So abang-abang na lang pag naalala ko na gagawa ko ng episode on City Hunter. So yeah, that's it for our hypes and hayops for this installment. And yeah, before we get into our meats and potatoes, let's have some products and services. Babalik kami. And we are back. So, ano ba pag-uusapan natin for this installment? So, let's cap off a Mex Madness for 2024. Because it's already April, and yun, I need to do something with Mex Madness. Alam na bang, iwanan na natin ang Mex Madness with just me rambling over Super Robot. So, I already have, like, teased it on Basuran. So, yeah, I'll be talking, rambling, and have a real talk about the real robot subgenre of Super Robot. So, what is a real robot? So,
Real robots are the a subgenre of mecha that is more focused on like grounded, realistic, and somewhat hard sci-fi part of things when it comes to mecha. So it is different from your super robots because, you know, as I think I said it in the previous episode where I talked about super robots, that super robots tend to be like your typical superhero monster of the week fair. So there's a threat, an alien threat most of the time, and you have your super robot combining, transforming, and shouting epic attacks and whatnot. So that's your super robots. Real robots steps the fantastic out of the mecha and make it grittier, darker, more grounded, because real robots usually are, you know, the hard sci-fi part of the mecha. So with real robots, ang pinaka-focus nila is, you know, is the grit. Mas realistic sila from your super robots. They are more focused on warfare, the politics side of things, and, you know, a lot of like really deep and dark narratives when it comes to storytelling. So real robots have started way back in the late 70s when Mobile Suit Gundam has been shown in Japan. So if you know your mecha history, the 70s is the year of the super robots. You have your, of course, the usual fare, your Mazinger Z, your Great Mazinger, Deimos Voltes V, Combattler V, Daltanius, Gunmars is already 80s. And some other robots. Yeah, your Kotetsu Jigs and whatnot. So, yeah. The 70s have proliferated the super robots into the TV screens in Japan. But a guy named Yoshiaki Tomino, Tomino-san, he has worked for several super robots, like your Baldios and your Zambot 3, I think. Don't quote me on this. You can do your research. And, you know, he tried to make, as a kid who, or as a man who wanted to do, like, real movies, he wanted to, you know, have some gravitas with the presentation of the mecha or the robot. So, instead of doing, you know, the usual fare, your super robot being awesome, dumarating siya bandang last part ng episode, to beat the living crap or destroy the threat for that episode and rinse and repeat the next week. So they created the mecha as a tool of war that focuses on the different sides of warfare and the dark implications of it. That's why it started at 1979's Gundam or Mobile Suit Gundam, in which, you know, instead of the robot being the be-all, end-all, the robot is a tool of war. The robot is a political statement. The robot is a symbol of a modern warfare. Hindi sila yung one of the kind with powered by hot-bloodedness. These are real real tools of war. We are gonna put soldiers in them, and not all the time it's gonna be adult soldiers, because, you know, it's the teenagers, or sometimes there's a kid, a soldier in it, you know, fueled by their principles or how they are being taught or kung ano yung kinalakihan nila. They are gonna fight for their side of things until a realization that we have, you know, different perspectives. what you think is wrong is or what you think is not good is actually beneficial to the other. There are things that you just need to live in, and yeah, the horrors of war as well. That's like somehow a core concept of a real robot anime. So instead of your super robots, you have prototypes, you have mass produced units, you have realistic weapons, and laser swords and space battles and tactics and politics, all rolled into a convoluted mess that is a real robot presentation. So examples, maliban sa ano natin, sa Gundam, real robots has been, have produced Japan has produced several real robot franchises and series. And usually, after the 1979 Gundam, the 80s had become like a haven, or it became the decade of the real robots. After Gundam, you have your Macross. Macross is another one of those series. It's not always it's still about war and the conflict of it, but it's also like an exploration space opera in which the mecha battles is just part of the experience. It's also technically a space opera with slash idol anime, because if it has a Macross, have your real robot action and some cutesy idol anime fanfare and love triangles as well. So I think we made it as a joke sa basurans, but if our writers here or teledrama or teleserye writers and directors are gonna adapt like a robot anime, they'll have fun. Or I think doing a Macross adaptation would be right there with their wheelhouse because of the amount of romance and drama that is on those series. So, other from Macross, Sunrise, the studio behind Gundam, have created a slew of real robots. Of course, they have their super robots as well with their Rider G7 or Titan 3, but in the 80s they have released some other mechas that are not super robots, but of course real robots, because that's the focus of this episode. So we have your Dragonar, there's a lot, I forgot the other ones. Lasner is another one, which is 838 episode anime, which focuses, it has like alien invasions and whatnot, but it's a real robot because it focuses on the war and whatnot, as I said on the earlier parts of this episode. So yun, I think Code Geass is also with them, but it's a real robot, but it's not the 80s, but you'll get what I'm said. Elgaim is also with Sunrise. Armored Trooper Votoms with its awesome protagonist, Chirico. The Abnormal Survivor is also a Sunrise anime. Pat Labor as well is another one of those real robot
animes that you could watch. It's more focused on mechas or a police funded, a government funded mecha for the police. And you know, this is the future in which robots or mechas are used in the everyday lives of people. So that's another one. I think I'm just rambling around some of the examples of real robots here. So yeah, it's not just the 80s, but you know, the 90s we have brain powered your Code Geass, your Knights of Cydonia, your Evangelion is not a real robot, but it has like real robots elements on it. Dygarde is also another one. And you know, it's a real robot, but it has like super robot energy on it. But yeah, mecha, there's a lot of mecha that you can consume. Not just the old ones, but there are also like modern ones. Brayburn was actually marketed as a real robot anime, but you know, they baited and switched us to watching a super robot anime with a lot of homoerotic gay overtones. Homoerotic na gay pa. San ka pa? Most likely, hindi ito magugustuhan ni Tristan Ting. But, yeah. Hello, Tristan. But, yeah. Diba? Why real robots are fun? That's another one of my bullet points here, of course. I'm still doing bullet points. But, yeah. If tinatamad ka na with the plot armor, the shouting, the bombastic music of super robots, real robots are a breath of fresh air since they are more grounded. Mas marami ka makikita ng destruction. Not all the robots are like super because, you know, they are tools of war. Some are mass produced. There are super prototypes, real robots that are special na isa lang yung nagawa, like your original Gundam, your RX-78-2, and some other ones that the focus is the super prototype. So yeah, real robots provides us with a different look at the mecha. Hindi lang siya your superhero beating the monster of the week. It's also a tool for war. It's also used for political propaganda. It's gonna be broken. It's gonna be destroyed. And yeah, the war still goes. The battle still goes. So that's how real robots are. There are twists and turns. Allies becoming enemies. Enemies becoming allies. There are shifting political climates, tactics are being applied with these types of shows. And yeah, I think that's the overall appeal, and also like really awesome designs for robots that you can enjoy. Yeah, and why watch real robots? Because you know, di naman pwede na for all the time we are just gonna be watching the fantastic, the childlike, the wonderful side of the robot, because you know we are maturing. We wanted some realism. We want some grit. We want some darkness when it comes to the things that we enjoy, because you know we are in the mood for that. Minsan gusto lang natin na ma-depress. I think that's the term. Or minsan gusto lang natin na, you know, watch something na, you know, na malapit sa lupa because of how gritty and dark and grounded it is. But yeah, that's the fun of watching super robots. And yun, I already have given like several examples. If you wanted to watch a super robot, yeah, you can start with Gundam, since that's
that's the most accessible with all of them. And yun, may mga manok na dito because, you know, it's the park. Of course, may manok. Podcast service treats anyone. Anyone. Everyone. And I don't know my words anymore. But yeah, watching your real robot, yeah, you can start with Gundam. They're the most accessible out of the several super robots. Real robots that is on the interwebs. And you know, there are some other real robot animes that you can watch. I already like giving examples. Pat Labor, Code Geass, Your Brain Powered, Macross, of course, since it's already available at Disney Plus, maliban sa original and the movies. But you know, you can scour the internet for the original Macross. And even though it pains me to say this, Robotech is also another one that you could watch. Because yeah, is also another part of those animes that are adapted into American cartoons, and some people would rather watch that than the Macross ones. Already talk about Pat Labor. It's grounded. It's more urban. Urban or mas ano sila into the city side of things, and yeah, your Dragonars, your Lasers are also available, and yeah, several super robots have dabbled into the real side of things. I already talk about Dygarde. It's a real robot, but it's a corporate robot that have super robot vibes on it. Mobile Suit G Gundam is actually a super robot with a Gundam skin, or basically your Dragon Ball but Gundam. Dragonars. Brain Powered is also another one. Dunbine. Di natin nakapag-usapan ng Dunbine, one of the original isekai anime. So basically, before you have your Mushoku Tensei, been reincarnated with a slime, there is a genre of mecha animes that does isekai. So yeah, the first example is Aura Butler Dunbine is an isekai. Magic Knight Re:Earth is an isekai with mecha elements on it. Machine Eiyuden Wataru, even though it's not a real robot, is also an isekai. So yeah, if you just wanted a different flavor of isekai, either from your overpowered protagonist or reincarnated as a slot machine, or sorry, as a vending machine, or a pet tamer wrestler, or the reverse of it, which is your Death Mount Death Play. You can watch some mecha isekai animes, and those are really really fun. So, as final thoughts for this long ramblings of mine about real robots. Real robots are fun if you are looking for a different presentation of mechas. Hindi siya usual na monster of the week, monster of the day, or monster of the episode that is gonna be obliterated to smithereens by the super robot with their hot-blooded pilots and shouting attacks and transformation scenes and combining scenes and new forms every week. Real robots are grounded, are dark, are gritty, and it's a different presentation all in all. So now you have your Google. Just type in real robots, you'll see several lists of someone consolidating real robots that you could watch or that are available online. And yeah, you can start your journey there. And that's it. Super thank you
sa inyo na patuloy na nakikinig sa podcast na to. Kahit sobrang paminsan-minsan na lang paminsan-minsan na lang tayo nakakapag-upload and what not, but yeah, we are still ongoing. We are now episode 13 for our fourth season and 75. So ano ba to? Yeah, it's like 78 episodes na. Not 78. So we still have like 12 episodes for our road to 100. Darating tayo dyan pag dumating tayo dyan. But yeah, anong favorite nyong real robots? Ano yung gusto nyong tropes when it comes to the real robots? Patuloy natin pag-usapan yan to our socials. You can reach me on the socials by going to Facebook at facebook.com/elitistangwipod. Instagram, X, and Threads along with Blue Sky, all at Elitistang Keb. So if you have recommendations for real robot animes, something you wanna say about the real robot, or you know, the previous episodes as well, if you have listened to our previous episodes and you want to say something, you can reach me there. I'll reply when I have to. Yeah, I'll reply pag I have the time to reply, and you know, mali nyo, maging episode din natin yung mga feedbacks nyo with these episodes. So other from that, yeah, Basurans is also a podcast hosted by me with another guy. We just released our recent episode, which is us talking about dumb things done in zombie movies. I think that's the one that is gonna come by the time of this recording. And I think that's it. Yeah, if you want to support the podcast, I have Gcash on the description below. So if you know, you have extra funds, na yun, we can disposable income. You know, you can give my way. That's another one of the avenues that you can do it. No pa ba? And yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, let's start a different line of episodes for our next ones. Don't know what to talk about yet, but I think I have an idea na. So excited na akong isulat siya and i-record. Sana andun din kayo sa susunod na episode. Kaya huwag kayong mawala hanggang sa susunod na Elitistang Weibo Podcast. You know, combining scenes and new forms every week. Real robots are grounded, are dark, are gritty, and yeah, it's a different presentation all in all. So now you have your Google. Just type in real robots. You'll see several lists of someone consolidating real robots that you could watch, or we are. That are available online, and yeah, you can start your journey there, and that's it. Super thank you sa inyo na patuloy na nakikinig sa podcast na to. Kahit sobrang paminsan-minsan na lang tayo nakakapag-upload and whatnot. But yeah, we are still ongoing. We are now episode 13 for our fourth season. And 75, so ano ba to? Yeah, it's like 78 episodes na. No, not 88. So we still have like 12 episodes for our road to 100. Darating tayo dyan pag dumating tayo dyan. But yeah, ano yung favorite yung real robots? Ano yung gusto nyong tropes when it comes to the real robots? Patuloy natin pag-usapan yan to our socials. You can reach me on the socials by going to Facebook at facebook.com/elitistangwebpod. Instagram, X, and Threads along with Blue Sky, all at elitistangkeb. So if you have recommendations for real robot animes, something you wanna say about the real robots, or you know, the previous episodes as well. If you have listened to our previous episodes and you want to say something, you can reach me there. I'll reply when I have to. Yeah, I'll reply. Pag I have the time to reply, and you know, mali nyo, maging episode din natin yung mga feedbacks nyo with these episodes. So. Other from that, yeah, Basurants is also a podcast hosted by me with another guy. We just released our recent episode, which is us talking about dumb things done in zombie movies. I think that's the one that is gonna come by the time of this recording. And I think that's it. Yeah, if you want to support the podcast, I have Gcash on the description below. So if you know you have extra funds, na yun, we can disposable income. Na you know you could give my way. That's another one of the avenues that you could do it. No pa ba? And yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, let's start. A different line of episodes for our next ones. Don't know what to talk about yet, but I think I have an idea na. So excited na akong isulat siya and i-record. Sana andun din kayo sa susunod na episode. Kaya huwag kayong mawawala hanggang sa susunod na Elitistang Weibo Podcast. Zet!